Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf ayin hey. We are up to the fifth line, that after the Gemara explained that Rav's opinion, Rav says that diras ove kochavim eina nechsheves kedira lo shma dira, that the residence of a non-Jew is not considered a dira. Regarding a mavoi, you need to have, when you have a mavoi, you need to have chatzeros and batim, you need to have courtyards plural and houses plural, and the residence of a non-Jew is not considered a house for these purposes. So the Gemara says, Hashidama Rav afilu chatzer. Once Rav said this halacha, that also with a chatzer, that where two houses are opened up, that a chatzer also, you need to have two houses that are open to the chatzer also. He says that also, you need plural. So he said both of those halachos. So after he said this, they explained this halacha, that a chatzer has to have two houses open to it. So he says, time in the Rav, the Kosovar, also lasos yachim become obikul chavim. So maybe Rav's reason is that he held that an individual cannot you can't establish your home in a place where a non-Jew lives, because you might learn from the non-Jew, and therefore Rav says that you cannot make an eruv with him and you can do things with him, so that he will be afraid from the non, because he'll be afraid from the non-Jew, and therefore he will go to a different place. There's, maybe that's Rav's position, that's why you can't a non-Jew's residence not considered a residence, because we don't want the Jew to live in a residence with a non, in a courtyard with a non-Jew. That was the whole reason why, in general, we hold of the concept of schirus reshus from a non-Jew. So maybe Rav applied it to his halacha that diras ovei kochavim is not considered a dira. Amar Rav Yosef Ihachi, if this is true, if we want to say that Rav's reason is that he can't, that a Jew cannot, we don't want a Jew to live where a non-Jew is living, and Rav says the opinion, therefore you can't be ma'arav in a chatzer that one side is a Jew and the other side is a non-Jew. Hayde d'shamana lei l'Rabbi Tavla. So this is what I heard Rabbi Tavla say in this regard. Ovei kochavim trezim. He says ovei kochavim twice. That if you have a mavoi where one side is a non-Jew and one side is Yisrael, we're not ma'ar. We don't make an eruv by way of the chalonos, and you can't. An individual who lives with a who lives with a non-Jew cannot make an eruv. V'lo yadana my amar. I didn't know why he needed to lengthen his words. It's obvious what the reason is, but now I know that he wanted to tell us the reason of Rav. It's not because that a mavoi is not permitted with a lechi or a korah, or because you need batim and chatzeros that are open inside of it, but rather what? He was speaking about both a mavoi and a chatzer, that you can establish your home in a place where a non-Jew resides. That's also the basis for the Rav's argument. Next Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha of an eruv in two courtyards, that you have an inner one and an outer one. We've seen Gemaras that quote this Mishnah. Shtei chatzeros lifnim mizu. So let's say zu lifnim mizu. You have two courtyards. One is on the inside, one's on the outside. The only way to get to the Rishus HaRavim is through the outer courtyard. So Erva hapnimis v'lo erva chachitzoda, hapnimis v'muteres v'chachitzoda asura. If the inner courtyard, the people of the inner courtyard made an eruv chatzero, so not the people from the outer courtyard, the people in the inner courtyard can carry in their courtyard because they made an eruv amongst them, but the people of the outer courtyard who did not make an eruv chatzeros, so they can't carry because they have no connection to the inner courtyard. Right, so the and vachitzon asura, right? So the outer one obviously is aser, or sorry, the iterwad, they can carry from them to the chatzer. They have no shaychus to the outer wad, the outer people have no shaychus to the inner courtyard, so therefore they could be separate, and therefore the inner courtyard they can carry amongst themselves, but the outer one cannot be carried because they didn't make an eruv. Let's say hachitzoda velo eruv velo hapnimis. Let's say the outer courtyard made an eruv for themselves, not the inner one. Shtei masuros, they both cannot carry. Why? Since the inner courtyard has right of way to walk in the outer courtyard to get to the Rishus HaRabim. Once, and they did not make an Erev in their Chatzer, and therefore they cannot carry in the inner courtyard. They forbid even the people of the outer courtyard to carry in their courtyard, even though they made an Erev. The Mishnah is going to explain now the halacha of a situation where both the inner and the outer courtyard people made an Eruv Chatzeros. Eruv Zula Atzmo, Vezula Atzmo. So let's say the inner courtyard made an Eruv for themselves and the outer courtyard made an Eruv for themselves. There are three different opinions about this. So the first one is Muteres Bifnei Atzmo, Vezula Muteres Bifnei Atzmo. So one opinion is that the inner courtyard they can carry in the inner courtyard, the outer courtyard can carry in the outer courtyard. Okay, they can't carry to the other one because they didn't join together. But since each one made their own Eruv Chatzeros, they're separate, and that's good for their own courtyard. Rabbi Kiva Oser Chitzoda Shedrisas Haregel Osarto. Rabbi Kiva says that the outer courtyard people cannot carry into their courtyard, even though they made their own court. They made their own Eruv, and even though the inner court made their own Eruv, why? Because the rite of passage, the rite of walking by the inner courtyard people into the outer courtyard forbids the people from the outer courtyard to carry from their house to the chatzer. Because that joins, the inner courtyard people are joined, if you look at the outer courtyard residents, so who are considered quote-unquote residents of the outer courtyard, so Rabbi Kiva is going to say, both the inner courtyard people and the outer courtyard people. So if you don't have all of them making Erev Chatzeros, so then nobody can carry into the outer courtyard. Nevertheless, the inner courtyard people can still carry from their house to the inner courtyard. Why? Because if you look at the inner courtyard, who are the residents of the inner courtyard? Only the inner courtyard people, and they made an Erev for themselves. And the Chachamim say that the right of way of the inner courtyard people do not forbid the outer courtyard people, and therefore everyone can carry in its courtyard. So this, on the surface, seems like the opinion of the first opinion. So the Gemara is going to explain why that's so. In other words, it seems that you only have why?
Because we just had the previous halacha that if the chitzona made an eruv, the pnimis didn't make an eruv.
Right.
So because they have drisas haregel, pnimis to go through the outer courtyard, then they're shnei masurim.
So we just said this case right now. What we did right now is three different opinions in the following case where both made an eruv. The inner courtyard made an error for themselves, and the outer courtyard made an error for themselves.
Correct.
So, okay, so one second. So the first opinion said that both the inner courtyard people can carry from their house to the courtyard, and the outer courtyard people can carry from the house to the courtyard. Rabbi Akiva says the inner courtyard can carry from their house to the courtyard, and the outer people cannot carry from their house to the courtyard because of the inner people's drisas haregel. The third opinion, which is the Chachamim, say that no, the drisas haregel of the rite of passage, the drisas haregel of the inner courtyard does not aser the outer courtyard people from carrying from their house to the courtyard. So what would that mean?
So the ratio is neither Rabbi Akiva and neither the Rabbi.
Why? What's the difference? The first opinion says, the Tanakhama seems to say that the inner courtyard can carry to themselves, and the outer courtyard can carry to themselves, and the Chachamim also seem to say that.
Can the outer carry to the inner? Carry to the outer?
To the inner carry, to the outer. Right. Okay. So maybe. I'm just saying at this stage, that would be interesting, right? Because they didn't make an error with them. I can't hear you so well, David.
Yeah, Rashi seems to indicate that they could carry, because he's that Tree says regel at the Makom HaMutaris, he's not also at the other.
Right. It doesn't ask, right. No, but all that means, it doesn't answer the
that they can carry themselves.
Right. It doesn't answer the outer courtyard. The debate.
So the first Monday Omar, we don't know what they hold about the inner courtyard going into this to the other courtyard.
No, the first one, the first opinion we know. The first opinion. Okay, wait. Stop. The first opinion says, inner courtyard can carry into the inner courtyard. People can carry in their courtyard. The outer people can carry in their courtyard. Rabbi Kiva says the inner courtyard can carry, and the outer courtyard cannot carry. In right. And the Chachamim, because of this reason, Drisa Saragel, and the Chachamim say that no, the Drisa Saragel of the inner courtyard does not oster the outer courtyard. So that would mean to indicate the outer courtyard can carry into themselves. So on the surface,
how about carrying from the inner to the outer?
Okay, we're gonna discuss. Again, they didn't make an Eruv. They didn't make, okay, Gemara's gonna explain. All I'm saying is on the surface, it seems that it may seem that they agree. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Now, Shachach Echa Mina Chitzona Velo Erav, Hapnimis Muteres Vachitzona Asura. Let's say if one of the people from the outer courtyard forgot and did not make an Eruv, the inner courtyard is permitted. Right? Nothing wrong. And the outer courtyard, Achisod Asur, the outer courtyard is forbidden, because one of them did not make an Eruv. Mina pnimis velo Eruv shtei masuros. But if one of the inner courtyard people did not make an Eruv, then both are asur. Why? Because once the inner people cannot carry, and then they have a drisas regal, they have a right of way to the outer one, the Tanakhama admits to Rabbi Akiva that it would restrict the outer people. Okay? So that's what we're saying. In other words, if the inner courtyard cannot carry, and they can't carry from their house to the chatzer, then they would restrict also the outer courtyard people from carrying, even if they made an Eruv. The Mishnah is going to explain halacha when they make an Eruv together. Nastu Eruv and B'makom Echad. Let's say the inner and the outer place their Eruv in one place, so they're connected. V'shach Echad, and one forgets. Bein min hapnimis bein hachitzon v'lo Eruv shtei masuros. Then, no matter who, doesn't make a difference, who forgot. Was it an inner and outer? Since they're all together, one forgets. So then the Eruv is batel, is canceled out. Im hayu shel yechidim. Let's say in each courtyard there's only one person by himself. Ein tzrichin la'arif. You know, no one needs to make an Eruv, because each one can carry in his courtyard, but not from one to the next, since they didn't make an Eruv together. The Pnimi doesn't need to make an Eruv, because he is living by himself, the inner one, and the outer one also does not need to make an Eruv, because since the inner one is allowed to carry in his own courtyard, he doesn't aser, he doesn't restrict the outer one from carrying in his own courtyard. And the Gemara is going
to... What happened to Drisa Saregel?
No, so we hold that only... So presumably this is the Chachamim. Right? That's the Machlokas. So this presumably seems to be the position of the Chachamim. That's the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, that regel hamuteres bimkoma eina osera shelo bimkoma. That the regel that's permitted, if it's permitted in your own place, you won't aser not in your place. The Rabbi Kiva would probably disagree with that. Okay, now we learned in the Mishnah, you have two courtyards, right? One on the inside, one on the outside. If the outer one made an Eruv, and the inner one did not make an Eruv, both of them are forbidden. If each one made an Eruv for themselves, Rabbi Kiva asers the outer one, because drisa sarego sarto. Kiyas Rav Dibi, when Rav Dibi came from Eretz to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yadai. Rabbi Yadai said, Zodi Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Filip Regal Muteres Mekoma Oseres Shalovim Koma. Says that even a regal that's permitted in its place restricts not in its place. Avachachamim, Kshem She Regal Muteres Ein Oseres, Kach Regal Asura Ein Oseres. Rabbi Kiva Achamim would say no. That just like if it would be permitted for you to carry into your courtyard, if you're the inner ones, let's say you made an Eruv, the inner people made an Eruv, so therefore they wouldn't restrict the people on the outside from carrying, even if they had Drisa Sarego, they had right of way into the outer courtyard. So too, if it would be forbidden to carry from the house to the courtyard, they would not restrict carrying on the outer courtyard. So that's the Machlokes in Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah. So if the outer courtyard people made an eruv and not the inner one, so they're both forbidden. Eleba Rabbi Akiva, if you want to say that that's Rabbi Akiva, my Irya Regal Hasura, feel the regal Muteras Nami. So if you want to say this Rabbi Akiva, why do we give the case where the inner one did not make an Eruv? I feel it should have given the case. If you want to tell you the extreme position of Rabbi Akiva, it should have said a case where Erva Chitzona and the Pnimis, right? Because if Rabbi Akiva holds that Teresa Seregel restricts Asers, so that would be a case even if both the inner and the outer made in Eruv Chatzeros. Elav Rabbanon, so therefore, this must be the opinion of the Rabbanon. So, and this would be against Rabbi Yana, who said it was Rabbi Akiva. So he says, no, lo olam Rabbi Akiva, lo zu afsu katani. No, the opinion of the Mishnah, just to give you first the basic halacha, and then to give the more innovative halacha. So therefore, it begins with the case of Erev Chitzon of Erev Panimis, that both of them are Aser. So that is true. Then the Mishnah gives the next opinion that every zula atzmo zula atzmo, and then Rabbi Akiva says it's forbidden. So it just goes up in stages. It's not, in other words, don't make a negative implication from this halacha that's saying that only erva chitzona v'lo pnimish shnei masuros, as opposed to if each one makes an eruv. Now the Gemara wants to try to understand the analyze the opinion of Rav Dimi from the continuation of the Mishnah. Remember, Rav Dimi says that this is like Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion. The Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says the following. Wait a second. Tanan. The Mishnah says the following. Erev v'zula atzmo, zomu teres b'fnei atzmo. V'zomu teres b'fnei atzmo. That if each one makes an eruv for himself, so each one is permitted by himself. Taima de erva. The reason is because the inner one made an eruv. Hallo erva, however, if it did not, the inner one did not make an eruv, then shtei masuras, so both would be forbidden. V'ha hai taina da'ama regel muteres eid oseres, regel hos ha'asura oseres. So this taina must hold that what? That regel muteres does not aser, does not restrict, would hold that regel asura, if you can't carry in your own chatzer, then you would restrict the people from the outer courtyard. So Maniha, who is this author? Is this Rabbi Akiva? If this is Rabbi Akiva, then afilu regal hamoteres nami. Then it wouldn't simply be a regal haoseres that would restrict. It would even be a regal hamoteres. In other words, this Mishnah, which says erva zula atzma, zomoteres v'fnei atzma, zomoteres v'fnei atzma, that shouldn't be the case, according to Rabbi Akiva. Elav Rabbanahi. So this Mishnah must be like the Chachamim, and they only permit in a case of regal hamuteres, and not in a case of regal haasura. So he's saying that again. Let's say this again. The Mishnah says that each one is that if each one, the reason why it's permitted is because the inner one made the eruv, but if it wouldn't, then it would be aser, and that seems to be the Rabbanon's position. Because Rabbi Akiva holds regal hamuteras would also restrict the outer chatzer, and he wants to bring another proof that a Mishnah is not like the way Rav Dimi explained. Well, me the sefer Rabbi Akiva, Reisha lav Rabbi Akiva. Since the Seifa of the Mishnah said explicitly, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, so obviously the Reisha is not like, which has this anonymous statement, that's also not Rabbi Akiva. That must be the opinion of the Chachamim, and the Chachamim would restrict Regal HaSur Bimkoma, And like what the Mishnah said, that if the outer one made an Eruv and not the inner one, then both of them would be forbidden. So the Gemara rejects that. He says, no, we can say that the Kula Rabbi Kiva here, the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva, but Chisur Mechzor, the Mishnah is missing some words. This is how I have to read it. Eruv Zula Atzmo, Vizula Atzmo. Let's say each courtyard, the residents of each courtyard made an Eruv. Zomu Teres Bifnei Atzma, Zomu Teres Bifnei Atzma. Each one is permitted by itself. That's the case is where the inner one made a small door in front of its opening, and therefore, by making the small door in front of its opening, it removed its right of way from the outer one, and it doesn't aser the outer one. So again, by making this door, you're basically saying that, okay, I don't want to have anything to do with, I don't want to use the outer courtyard because I've removed myself from the inner courtyard. So Abaloa Sadaka, but if he did not make this small door, Chitzona Asura Divrei Rabbi Kiva, the outer one is forbidden. Residents of the outer courtyards are forbidden to carry, according to Rabbi Kiva. Why? Rabbi Kiva Oseras Chitzona Nation Drisus Regal Oseras. Because Rabbi Kiva would restrict the outer courtyard from carrying because of the right of way of the inner courtyard, because they can just go back and forth through the inner courtyard. And Chachamim ain't Drisa Regal Oseras. Chachamim disagree, and they say that the right of way of the inner courtyard does not restrict the outer courtyard. So Masiv Rabbevai Bar Abaye. So Rabbevai asks, based on the continuation of the Mishnah, im hayu sheyichidim. Let's say in each of the courtyards there was only one person. In tzrichim la'arav, you don't need to make an eruv. So hashal rab mitzrichim la'arav. So that would indicate, one could infer, make a negative implication, that let's say there were multiple people living in the courtyards, then you would need to make an eruv. And without this, the residents of the outer courtyard cannot carry into the resident of the outer courtyard cannot carry into the courtyard. Alma regal muteres from koma eno osera. So what do we see from here? That it does not, that if you would make the eruv, so then if the inner ones made their eruv and the outer ones made their eruv, then the outer people could carry. So regal asura oseras. So I'm sorry. So Alba regal muteres from koma eno oseras. So where you have individuals, so then you don't need to make an eruv because the people, each one can carry in their courtyard, right? And ben regal hasura oseras. However, if it would be forbidden, if you had multiple people in each courtyard and they didn't make an eruv, so then they would, then you would require to, so then you would require an eruv. So, right, and then Vod Masiv, and we'll see what the question is. Vod Masiv Ravina, and Ravina also asked that we say in the Mishnah, Shachach Echad Minach Chitzona Velo Eruv. Let's say one of the people from the outer courtyard did not make an Eruv Chatzeros. Hapnimis Muteres Vachitzona Asura. The inner people can carry, the outer people cannot, because one person did not make an Eruv. Shachach Echad Minach Pnimis Velo Eruv Shnei Masura. So if one of the inner people forgot to make an Eruv, then both are forbidden. So Taima de Shachach, Halo Shachach Shnei Mutara. So what would that indicate? That the only reason why the inner courtyard would restrict the outer courtyard is because someone from the inner courtyard forgot, and then therefore they cannot carry. But if the inner courtyard people could carry in their courtyard, they would, their drisas regal in the outer courtyard would not restrict the people from the outer courtyard from carrying. Alma regal muteras eno aseres regal hasur aseres. So what do we see? We see like the chachamim, that the regal habuteres, that again, that the, if I if I can't carry in my own courtyard, my right of passageway through your courtyard does not restrict you from carrying in your courtyard. But if I was not allowed to carry in my courtyard, so then my right of way into your courtyard would restrict you. So this is like the Chachamim, and this is again Rav Dimi, who said the mission is like Rabbi Akiva. Ela kiasa rabbi, amar rabbi anai, shalosh machlokas bedavar. He says that there are really three debates in the matter. Tadakava savar, regal habuteras eda oseres, regal hasura oseres. So the Tadakama says that the first Tada holds that the regal habuteras, that if the outer courtyard made an eruv and the inner one did not make an eruv, they're both forbidden because regal asura is oseres. Only if both of them made an eruv for themselves, then everyone can carry in their courtyard, because that is regal habuteras ein oseres. So that is not like Rabbi Akiva. Also, that which the Mishnah said, that if each one made an eruv for themselves, they can carry, meaning what? That if the inner one did not make an eruv, so both of them are forbidden. So that's like the Tanakama. And that's certainly like Rabbi Akiva. And then, when we said, the Mishnah said, that if one of the inner people forgot to make an eruv chatzeros, then both of them are usur. And also, that which we said, that if they are individuals, they don't need to make an eruv, but if they're rabbim, they do need to make an eruv. That's like the Tanakama. So that's the Tanakama. Then Rabbi Akiva savar filu regal hamuteras oseres, and Rabbi Akiva holds even regal hamuteras is oseres. So he holds that even if the inner people can carry in their courtyard, they still restrict the outer people from carrying if they have a right of way into the outer courtyard. And then Rabbanan Basrai Savri, and the Chavim that are brought after Rabbi Akiva hold, Kishem Sheregel Muteres Edo Seres Kach Regel Ha'asura Edo Seres. So they are the most lenient, these Chachamim, and they said that even if the inner people cannot carry in their courtyard, the outer people can, yes, carry in their courtyard. Okay, so now we're ending up with three different opinions, right? We had Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim, right? So Rabbi Akiva holds the outer people can never carry, right? If the inner people did not join with the outer people, then what do we say? The outer people can never carry. The first opinion that Tanakama holds, that as long as the inner people can carry, then the outer people can carry if they made an eruv for themselves. And the Chachamim, the third opinion, say that no, that even if the inner people cannot carry in their courtyard, the outer people can carry in the courtyard if they made an eruv. Now the Mishnah says, Nasnu eruvan b'makom echa v'shachach echa bein min ha'pnimis, so etc. So if, let's say, they put their eruv, they joined together, and they put their food in one place, one of them forgot to make an eruv, so they're all usur, because you obviously you need to that's like they're all joined together, and so everyone needs to participate. My Malkum Echa, what's this one place? Amar Avinu Marav Chitzona, they put it in the outer courtyard, and that's why even the inner courtyard is forbidden. However, according to Avinu Marav, if one of the outer people forgot, right. So he says, however, I'm sorry, if the eruv food was in the inner courtyard, so then, and the person who forgot was from the outer courtyard, so then the inner courtyard people are not forbidden. Why? Because what can they simply do? They can simply remove themselves from the outer courtyard people. So, because why? Because they made an eruv. They can say, okay, we made an eruv for our chatzar, since the food is in our chatzar, and no one from our chatzar forgot to join. Umay kari la makum echad. What does it mean, makum echad? Because makum echad seems to be in any place. So what does it mean? No, it means makum hamyucha lishtehem. That a place that is designated for both of them, that even the inner people use it. In other words, only in the outer courtyard. But if it was in the inner courtyard, so then the inner courtyard people could carry into the courtyard. Talia Rabbi Hachi. So we're going to bring a brisa to support Rabbi Yehuda Marav's position. Eruva b'chitzona v'shachar hachad bein min ha'chitzona bein min ha'pnimis v'lo eruv shtei masuros. Let's say the people of the two courtyards placed their eruv their food in the outer courtyard, and one of them forgot to make an eruv, then both are forbidden. Nasnu eruvim b'pnimis, if they put the eruv food in the inner courtyard, v'shachar hachad bein ha'pnimis v'lo eruv shtei masuros. And one of the inner courtyard people forgot to join with the Eruv, then they're also forbidden. But mina chitzona v'lo Eruv shteyem asuros divrei Rabbi Akiva chamarim bazu pnimis muter tzachitzin asura. So if the outer courtyard, again, the food's in the inner courtyard. If one of the outer people forgot, then Rabbi Akiva says, that, and we see his reasoning soon, he says, no, they're still forbidden. But the chachamim say the inner courtyard people are permitted. And this is Rabbi Yehuda Marav's position, that the inner courtyard people are permitted because they can say, we don't want to have anything to do with the outer courtyard people. They have no rights to go into the to the inside, and we're separating from them. And therefore we can carry to our courtyard. So the Gemara wants to explain the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no, even in that case, both are forbidden. Why did the Chachamim say that the inner one is permitted to, the inner people are permitted to carry inside the chatzer? Because you can close the door between the outer court, between it and the outer courtyard, and you can separate from them. The Rabbi Akiva Nami Techa Dasha, according to Rabbi Akiva also, why can't the inner courtyard people close the door between the inside and the outside? But Tishamish, they can just use their chatzer. Amarlei Eruv Margila says the following: since you have the food of the outer courtyard peoples in the inner courtyard, so that causes them to connect to them. And it says if I have my food in your courtyard, so I have a right of way to walk into your courtyard. Basically, I will accustom myself to walk into the inner courtyard. The Rabbanami Erev Margila. So the Rabbanan can make the same argument. So why do they say then that you can simply remove yourself from them? So Gemara responds that the Chacham will hold the Amra letakune shitachtich v'lo la'avusi. That the inner people can say to the outer people, yeah, I join you together for my benefit, to make things better, but not to make things worse. So since one of your residents forgot to contribute to the Eruv food, so we don't agree to this partnership. Rabbi Akiva Dami Tema Lasakuda Shitati Falolavu say, why can't the inner people say that as well? Dharmallah, because the outer people say to the inner people, Mivat Linan Lach Rishusi. I can simply have one of my guys can be Mivato my Rishus. Since I can renounce our rights in your favor, and therefore they'd be allowed to carry in the courtyard. Since the outer people can move out to the rishus and to allow the inner people to carry, so the inner people cannot claim that they caused the problem. There's an easy fix here. So what Rabbi Akiva said, that the panemius is forbidden, that's until the outer people are mevatel their rishus. So they didn't mess them up. They just have to be mevatel their rishus. The Rabbanan ain't bitel rishus bechatz al chatz. But the Rabbanan hold that you can't be mevatel from one chatz to the other chatz. The outer chatz people cannot be mevatel their rishus to the inner chatz people. So since they cannot be mevatel their rishus to the inner courtyard people, so therefore the inner courtyard people could say that I only allow you to join me to fix things for my benefit and not to my detriment, and therefore we no longer acquiesce to your partnership. We no longer have anything to do with you, and now you have the inner courtyard people can carry because they are simply everyone in the inner courtyard made an Eruv Chatzeros. So what emerges here is that we had this debate before. We discussed the debate before, which is between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim, can you have bittul reshus from chatzer to chatzer? Right? Obviously, if you have a chatzer, you have a lot of residents, and one person did not make an erev chatzeros, so that person can be mevatel his reshus, restrict his reshus, his rights, and give it over to another member of the chatzer. But can you do that from one chatzer to another chatzer? That's the debate between Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. So, Leiva Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, the plugs of the Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva can be forgiven. Let's say that this is the debate we saw in Daf Sabak Vav. That Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan had a debate whether it's bittul reshus from chatzer to chatzer. Let's say that's the debate between Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. The Shmuel Mark Rabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Damar, Kiv, Rabbi Akiva. That maybe that's their debate. That Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan exactly debate between Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva about bittul reshus from chatzer to chatzer. So Abar Alach Shmuel, Shmuel says, no. Ada da Amri, Afil Rabbi Akiva. I can hold even like Rabbi Akiva. That I who say that you can't be about the Rishus to Rishus, Rishus from Chatzar to Chatzar, I can hold even like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Akiva hacha. Maybe Rabbi Akiva only said that there is Bittul Rishus. Mechatzer lechatzer, that's ela bishtei chatzeros. That's only between two courtyards. Zolifni mizu, that's only inner and an outer one. And they both made an eruv, and one of the outer people forgot and did not make an eruv. And then the outer one wants to mubatil to the inner one, their reshus, the asran adadi. In this case, the courtyards restrict each other because of drisas regel. I'm sorry, because they'll go into their, because, not Jesus regal, because the outer courtyard now will go into the inner courtyard, and will because courtyard A will restrict courtyard B, so there Rabbi Akiva might say, in this case, you could be mevatel the reshus. Aval hasab, but in a case where you have two courtyards, and you just have an opening between them, and there I say, ein bittul reshus mechatzer lechatzer, mika asra nadadi, would they asra each other? They wouldn't asra each other. They can't, all right, because, right, in other words, Rabbi Akiva would only say, his halacha, that you can mevatel reshus from one chatzer to another chatzer when you have the inner courtyard and an outer courtyard. But if there are two adjacent courtyards, then they don't aser each other. So since they don't aser each other, so then we would not say bittul reshus mechatzer lechatzer. In a situation where you have one courtyard asering the other courtyard, so there we're going to be lenient and say bittul reshus mechatzer lechatzer. Because you're at a disadvantage there. But if you have two courtyards that don't aser each other, and everyone has their own thing and their own situation, every courtyard can make their own eruv. So then we're not going to allow you to be about the reshus to reshus. Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is bittul reshus mechatzer lechatzer. He would say ana da amar filer banan. I can even hold like the rabbanan. I can hold that I can lokamri rabbanan hacha. Ella the Amri lay adi mevat lat li ka asart alai, that the Rabbanan stated their opinion that there's no bittul reshus mechatzer lechatzer. That's only here, because why? Here the residents of the inner courtyard say to the residents of the outer courtyard, until you mevatel your reshus in our favor, you make it forbidden for us to carry, and therefore we're not going to have a connection with you. And therefore, they do not allow, right? So, right, and therefore, I can separate from you even without your bittul of al-hasa. But when you have two courtyards that are adjacent to each other, mika asra Allah, does one chatzer asr the other chatzer without an eruv? They don't. So therefore, there's no connection. There's no one courtyard doesn't forbid the other one. So since one courtyard does not asr the other one, even the Chachamim would agree that you could be mevatel one rishus to the other one. In a case where they are connected, that one asers the other one, so then we're going to say that you can't be mevatel one rishus to the other one. Right? So then, because I could simply separate from you even without the bittul. But here, when you have two courtyards that are not sort of connected to each other, no one's ossering anyone else. So therefore, we're not going to apply that principle. So just to summarize where we are, that Shmuel holds, ein bittul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. He can say the debate between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, whether there's bittul rishus mechatzer lechatzer, that is in a situation where the people, the residents of the outer courtyard restrict the residents of the inner courtyard because of where the Eruv is, where the food is. But there would be no bittul rishus mechatzer lechatzer. That's in a case where the courtyard do not restrict each other. In this case, then you can't be mevatel each other. Rabbi Yochanan, who holds, he holds it's the opposite. He holds there is bittul rishus mechatzer lechatzer, also in a case where the courtyards don't restrict each other. He's going to say that their argument is regarding the ability. Does the ability to mevatel your rishus, does that sort of, I guess, solve the problem? Does that solve the problem that we're trying to deal with? And therefore, only in this case, the rebuttal would disagree. So therefore we conclude that they're not necessarily that there's a difference between in both directions. There's a difference between two adjacent courtyards that don't answer each other, and one courtyard inside the other courtyard, whether you would say bittul rishus or not. Then the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says, "Vim hayu shel yechidim." So if, let's say, each courtyard, you had individuals in each courtyard, you don't need to make an Erev Chatzeros, right? You have, so therefore, no one asers each other. Why? Because everyone's permitted. Because you only have individuals, you don't have multiple people. So I'm Rabbi Yosef, Tari Rebbe. So Rabbi Yosef says that Rebbe taught the following brisa. Hayu shlosha. So let's say in two courtyards, in an inner and an outer one, you had three people, two in one of them and one in the other. So asurim. So the one who lives in let's see. If two were in the inner courtyard and one was in the outer courtyard, so the one who was in the outer courtyard would not be allowed to carry Me'ikar Hadin. Why? Because the two people in the inner courtyard who didn't make an Eruv, they are Regal Ho'asura Bimkoma. And they would, so since they're forbidden to carry, they would restrict the outer one to carry. If there was one in the inner courtyard and two in the outer courtyard, so if the if the outer courtyard people made an Eruv, so then they shouldn't be forbidden, right? Because the inner one is the regal hamuteris bimkoma, right? If you have two in the outer, one in the inner one can carry without an Eruv. And therefore, he should not restrict the outer ones from carrying. They also made an Eruv. But nevertheless, the Chachamim made a decree, according to Rebbe, that the inner one would restrict the outer one, because if we allow the outer ones to carry, where you had one in the inner courtyard and two in the outer courtyard, then in the flip case, they're also good and say it's permitted. And so they made a gzeira that when one in the inner, two in the outer, you can't carry, in case they would then allow the opposite case. So Amar Lahu Rabbi Rav Beivoy. Rav Beivoy said to them, Lo tzitzai tilei. Don't listen to the fact that Rebbe taught this brisa. Adam risen alei. I said this teaching. Mishmei de Rav Adam bar Ava risen alei. And this is the name of Rav Adam bar Ava who said this. Ho vadi kor b'hed rabim b'chitzoda. So he's saying that I guess I said this in the name of Vada Barava, this particular teaching, and right that and then when he heard right the Ho Vadi Kori Bahem Rabin Bachitzona, so Amar Rav Yosef and Rav Yosef heard this. Mare d'Avram Rabim b'Rabi ichlifli. So he said he mistook the word Rabi for the word Rabim. In other words, it wasn't that Rabi. Rav Yosef said that Rabi taught this brisa, but it wasn't Rabi. It was Rabim. So in other words, he said that basically, right, that don't allow, I'm not going to allow the rabbim in the outer courtyard to carry because of that gezeira. And Rav Yosef was very, I guess, embarrassed. He said, I can't believe I made the mistake that I thought it said that Rebbe as opposed to rabbim. And that's why he said over this teaching in an inaccurate fashion. Ushmul Amar, now Shmuel brings an opposite opinion. He says, La'olam mutaros, achihu shtayim bapnimis ve'echad bachitzoda. That both courtyards, whether you have an individual in each one, or whether you have an individual in the inner one and two in the outer one, they're both permitted, unless you have two in the inner one and one in the outer one. If you have two in the inner courtyard and one in the outer one, so then the two in the inner one, if they don't make an Eruv, so then they're forbidden. And then, based on the principle of Regal Ha'asur B'mkoma, Osera Shelo B'mkoma, so they would make the one person, or they would restrict the one person in the outer courtyard from carrying because of that principle that we've been saying, they have a right of way to the outer courtyard. And according to Shmuel, we don't make that Gezeira, we don't make the decree that was suggested above, and therefore if you have one on the inside, two on the outside, so then the one on the inside does not restrict the two on the outside. Of Rabbi Lazar, Nachri Hare Hu Karabin. Rabbi Lazar says that the, according to Shmuel, a Nachri, a non-Jew who lives in the inner courtyard, and you have two Jews who live in the outer courtyard. So behold, this individual is like the rabbin. That just like if a non-Jew lives in the inner courtyard, his right of way in the outer courtyard makes it that the outer people cannot carry there. That just like if there were two people in the inner courtyard, they would restrict the outer courtyard from carrying because they have the right of way. Until they deal with the inner courtyard person, so too the non-Jew would restrict the outer courtyard people from carrying. Obviously, the non-Jew cannot make an eruv, and then you would need to do schiras rishus. The Gemara asks, "Maishna Yisrael de lo asar?" So he said that. What's different about a Jew who lives in the inner courtyard that he does not restrict the people from the outer courtyard? Deman yada yada udeman delo yada savar aruve arev. Let's think about it, because the one who knows that only one person lives there knows this fact, and therefore he doesn't. It's regular hamuteres mkoma, right? So he knows that it's permitted. And the one who doesn't know thinks that an Eruv has been established. That's why the outer people are permitted to carry. So therefore, going now, we're in the Yada Yada, Lo Yada Savar, Agura Ogar. So what's the problem? The people, let's say a Goy is living on the inner courtyard. So you should say that if you know that only one person lives there knows that only one person lives there, and one who does not know thinks that the Jew must have rented from the non-Jew. So why should you ask the other people? Maybe they're going to think that there was schiris reshus. So what's the problem? So stam goy iisa da ogar mifapoy. So that's not a typical non-Jew. If he rented out his domain, he would talk about it. Everyone would know. Since he didn't talk about it, everyone will assume that a non-Jew is living there. He didn't rent out his domain, and therefore the Jew would not be allowed to carry. I'm sorry. So therefore he would restrict the people in the outer courtyard. Okay, you know, let's stop here, and we will continue. I guess on Sunday at 9. At 8:50. Okay.